AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. For the second time in team history, the Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champs.
E-A-T-L-E-S, hang
on! Tom Merriam reports from New Orleans, the Eagles romped.
The resounding 40-22 victory over Kansas City in Super Bowl 59. Philadelphia took command swiftly against the two-time Super Bowl champs, jumping out to a 24-0 halftime lead, sparked by quarterback Jalen Hurts, the game's most valuable player.
Offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, you know, just enough to put points on the board, and then defense played how they played all year.
The Eagles' defense held the Chiefs to 24 yards passing in the first half, intercepting Patrick Mahomes twice, including a 38-yard touchdown return by Cooper DeJean that expanded Philly's lead to 17-0. Zach Bond's interception later in the quarter set up Hurts' touchdown pass to A.J. Brown, one of two he threw. Hurts also ran for the game's first touchdown and led everyone in rushing with 72 yards. Mahomes did throw three second-half TD passes to make the score much closer than the game really was. Tom Merriam, New Orleans.
President Trump was at the Superdome. At halftime, it was Kendrick Lamar.
Nobody pray for me.
A performer at Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show unfurled a flag emblazoned with the words Sudan and Gaza in a protest over the two wars in the Middle East. The New Orleans Police Department says they're working to find out if any charges will be filed. The NFL says that person will be banned for life from NFL stadiums and events. Before arriving at the Super Bowl, President Trump said he would announce the U.S. will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico, as well as other import duties later in the week. Those will be reciprocal.
If they are charging us 130% and we're charging them nothing, it's not going to stay that way.
The president says he's directing the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the rising cost of producing the pennies. This is AP News. Turkish President Recep Erdogan has again rejected a U.S. proposal to relocate Palestinians from Gaza.
And says Israel should pay for the damage it caused there and for reconstruction to begin. Erdogan, during a visit to Malaysia on Monday, said, "We do not consider the proposal to exile the Palestinians from the lands they have lived in for thousands of years as something to be taken seriously." The Turkish president is on a four-day tour of Malaysia, Indonesia, and Pakistan. He said the government of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should look for funds to compensate what he said was damage amounting to $100 billion instead of looking for a place for the people of Gaza. I'm Karen Chemas.
A Marine from California, Sergeant Jacob Durham, was identified by military officials as one of four people killed when a plane contracted by the U.S. military crashed in a rice field in the southern Philippines. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.